This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. military officer has called the 20-year war in Afghanistan a strategic failure. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also has acknowledged to Congress that he had favored keeping several thousand troops in the country to prevent a collapse of the U.S.-supported Kabul government and a rapid takeover by the Taliban. Republicans on the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee pointed to Milley's testimony on Tuesday as evidence that President Biden had been untruthful last month when he suggested the military had not urged him to keep troops in Afghanistan. Milley refused to say what advice he gave Biden. North Korea says it successfully tested a new hypersonic missile as it continues to expand its military capabilities. The missile test early Tuesday was North Korea's third round of launches this month and took place as it tries to pressure Washington and Seoul over long-stalled negotiations over its nuclear weapons. North Korea's state media said the missile met technical requirements during its first flight test and implied it was being developed as nuclear-capable. North Korea last week made offers to improve relations with the South if certain conditions are met, apparently returning to its pattern of mixing weapon demonstrations with peace overtures. 21 workers for the World Health Organization in Congo have been accused of sexually abusing people during an Ebola outbreak. That's according to a WHO-commissioned panel on Tuesday in a report that identified 83 alleged perpetrators connected to the 2018-2020 mission. The panel released its findings months after an Associated Press investigation found senior WHO management was informed of multiple abuse claims in 2019, but failed to stop.